Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
The Central Statistics Office have released figures that show how shoplifting is on the increase, 47% in the last decade. The Gardaí say there have been over 8,000 reported incidents in the first 3 months of this year. Retailers have shared their concerns about reporting losses of hundreds of thousands of euro, millions in some cases. They're also worried about their safety as the staff receive threats of violence in the events of theft. In response to this growing concern, the retail sector bill is currently at second stage in the Shannon, which is aimed at offences such as assaulting, threatening and abusing retail workers. There is another side to the story, though. What if the person, and many of them are, is stealing a sandwich, a food, baby food for their child, clothes? It's their only way to survive. They could be stealing something to sell on, to get drugs. They could be robbing alcohol because they're alcoholics. Should there be criminal consequences for people who are stealing to keep them or their families going? Because generally speaking, at the moment, there isn't any consequences. You know, generally speaking, the security just run them out of the shop and that's the end of it. Homeless people may have no other option when it comes to getting their next meal or their necessities in life. But what do you think? Should a homeless person be sent to jail for stealing the shop? Or should they make exceptions? Let me know what you think. Is that a bit harsh? 087-188-0008. Steve, hi, how are you?
Well, firstly, before we start, Niall, can I just say that I'm very...
Can you just say what? You're breaking up there, Steve. Can you just say what?
Can I just say, that before we start, that you're getting very feminine in your old age?
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You just said something. I can't remember what the word was, but I went, Jesus, that sounds gay. But how on earth?
Coming from a gay man, that's a bit much.
Sorry, you said the word exceptions, but you went exceptions.
What's wrong with exceptions?
See, there you go. Well, I'm with the topic.
Go on. So, Steve, by the way, I'm surprised you didn't want to correct me and start Googling that, by the way.
I was going to, but then I thought I couldn't be arsed.
All right, okay. I think it is 3 minutes per day that the day is short. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the type of information I don't really care about anymore.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Steve, you know, somebody goes in and steals, you know, a bottle of whiskey or because he has a drink hot problem or steals two packs of sandwiches and, you know, a can of Coke and runs out the door and they're caught. Should they go to jail?
Of course they should. Right, and the reason why they should go to jail, now, there's a plethora of reasons. First of all, it's theft. It's a crime, regardless of your housing status. We can't, you know, the Lady Justice has a blindfold around her because we all know that justice is blind. And we can't start dishing out punishment on the basis of your wealth status.
But there's no minimum sentence for theft, right? We don't have a minimum mandatory sentence.
I understand.
And a judge will use what they call mitigating circumstance.
Yes, I understand that, but there's still a victim at the end of this crime, and it is the shop owners who they're stealing from, which drives prices up for everybody else. So the law should be used as a blunt instrument, and they should be sent to prison. But here's another reason why. Homeless people, if they're taken into a prison, they're given their 3 square meals, they have access to counsellors and psychiatrists, and they have a roof over their head. So it would be an advantage for them to actually go into a prison and maybe get themselves on the right track if they can use the facilities correctly.
I think the prisons would be very full very quickly.
Well, no, would they be very full very quickly now?
I think so. When you look at the amount of theft that goes on, I mean, I know. I mean, I work close to a spar shop and, you know, on a regular basis, you know, you see somebody running out the door with stuff under their arm or you see the manager running after somebody. You know,
yeah,
and they're usually people. I hate to cast aspersions. People who look homeless. I can say that. I get it.
You know, we can consider these things as petty crimes, but at the end of the day, this is just going to be something that they will perpetrate on a daily basis, Niall. You know, so it's not a case of, oh my God, he robbed a 3 euro sandwich, and well, sandwiches cost more these days. Let's say a fiver. Okay, if he's doing that for 200 days of the year, what does that add up to, Niall?
Yeah, but I spoke to the guy that owned the shop, the spar shop, and he said to me, we take this into consideration as part of the profit margin. It's considered mm-hmm. to be like 1 or 2% of the profit margin every single year. And that's mm-hmm. just taken in and it's just worked in.
It's absorbed. Yeah. I understand that. It is absorbed. But on an individual level...
But you are
level,
right. Everybody pays a little bit more for everything else to make up for that 1 or 2%, because he's not going to lose the 2%. That's for sure.
Yeah, but on an individual level, Niall, let's say that he robs, you know, 200 sandwiches over the year, multiply that by 5, which is 1,000 euros. He's robbed £1,000. That's not small money, Niall. €1,000 worth of property over the space of a year, it's just opening up doors for them to rob more and more and more. You know, just because you're homeless doesn't
mean. Okay, let me give you another example. And the reason I mentioned baby food in the thing was because he did tell me that he had a woman come in and robbed two tins of baby food. And he said, you know, he said, I didn't have the heart to go after.
I understand that, Niall. And I get why people do it. And if I was in that situation, I most likely would steal. But we cannot start making exceptions under the law for people because of their wealth status. We just can't. What's next? Just because you're a millionaire, you get to get away with murder? No, it's pointless. The law should be divvied out on a just basis, regardless of who you are or what you own.
A bit black and white, isn't it?
But that's what the law is supposed to do, Niall. It's supposed to deter people from doing these things. And when prison is used, like, what was your man's name? The guy who was caught doing drugs or selling drugs, you had him on loads of times. Really nice dude.
Who? Oh, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah, he wasn't selling. He was a mule. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was his name? Gary what?
Gary Cunningham. He wrote a few books.
Gary Cunningham.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Real nice guy.
Yeah. So Gary went into prison and he used prison to his advantage and he came out a much better person because prison does offer an awful lot of stuff to people. So if you're going in as a homeless person, Niall,
it's a bit different than what Gary did and somebody robbing a few Sambos out of a shop.
I understand that, Niall, but when you have somebody who's a homeless person on the streets for 5 years, you know, they have what's known as an unstable life. And when you get into prison, it can give you some form of stability. Even though institutionalized, it will still give you stability. It will make your life more regimental.
Okay, stay there for a second. Stay there, Margaret. Barry, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Niall?
Good. You heard what Steve said, justice should be blind. The guy that robs the Sambo is just as guilty as anybody else.
I don't think so. Okay. To be fair. Can I make a statement first?
Yeah.
You do a great job. Thanks very much.
I appreciate it.
You talk about the right things. And the next day, Ryan. Jerry Ryan, I used to listen to.
Apart from the drugs, obviously.
of course, yeah. You know, in the younger days, yeah. I used to run. I was a truck driver. And I listened to him every day, and brilliant.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're really that sense.
All right, thanks. I'll take that as a compliment, Barry. Thank you very much indeed. Barry, getting back to, you know, a homeless guy, girl, robs food, robs alcohol, whatever, to sell, to eat, to drink. I mean, should they be treated the same way as anybody else who commits a crime?
To me, no. Like, what's the elephant in the room, I think?
Well, the elephant in the room is they're homeless. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I mean, it's down to what's going on in the country at the moment. And shouldn't be.
Well, yeah, but there's always going to be people who are down on the luck, no matter how good. And I understand the point you're making. The government is destroying this country and the cost of living is very high and people find it difficult to even feed themselves nowadays, right? I get that. But and they find it even hard to get a roof over their heads. But even when the economy is good and everybody has a roof over their head, there will always be people who will find themselves down on the luck on the streets because maybe they have a drug or a drink problem or whatever it is, or a mental health problem, I don't know. So they're always going to be there.
I know, but okay.
Barry, can you do me a favor? Can you move your head or go somewhere else? Because your line is breaking up a little bit.
Yeah,
into a different.
We're in a crisis at the moment.
Well, we are.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, it doesn't matter. That's the elephant in the room. You know, we're in a crisis. And it's very sad.
What's that lad's name? What's that lad's name?
His name is Barry.
Barry. So, Barry, you understand that if the law decided tomorrow, look, we're going to allow people to, you know, steal a certain amount like they did over in America. I think it was up to $800.
$200 in England, isn't it?
And I know it was $800 in the United States. Somebody can fact check me on that.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is you're setting a precedent. So in other words, let's say we say €50 worth of goods. Then everybody in the whole country, I could decide to go into any shop and rob €50 worth of goods and walk out the bleeding door every day. You can't set such a bad precedent. That's why the law is blind. It has to be just.
No, Steve, that's not true. I know that if I went into a shop tomorrow and robbed, you know, a can of Red Bull and a packet of sweets, and even if the manager caught me and called the guards, even if he did go to the trouble of calling the guards, which he's not going to, I know I'm going to get away with it. I'm not going to go to jail. I'm probably most likely never going to go to court. So, but I don't do it because I'm not a thief.
But, you know, okay, I understand that, Niall. But again, it's like the drug argument that you guys were having earlier on, that we decide to legalize stuff, you know, and make it okay to a point. Well, you're leaving the door wide open to a younger generation who will take advantage of that. You know, they will be going in and saying, no, it's okay to steal a certain amount. We won't get into trouble for doing this. So they can do that. You can't do it, Niall. It's setting a bad precedent in law.
Is he right, Barry, that it shouldn't matter what your circumstances are, no matter whether you're a Rothschild or the poorest person in the country, you shouldn't be able to go into a shop and rob anything because it's a crime.
Well, I live in Blanchardstown, and I was down the shop one day, and two kids came out, one older, one younger, and the older fella had gave the younger fella the rolls. And when the security guard approached them, the security guard put his hand on the young fella.
The older fella
slapped the guard, slapped the security guard, and got his hand off him. And the rolls fell out on the ground. I was watching it. And nobody done anything about that. Nobody. They just, the manager came out of the shop, just grabbed the rolls, said to the security guard, no, don't touch anybody. And they walked.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't, particularly a child.
Yeah.
Because if you put your hand on a child, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but Niall, I don't get his argument. You asked the question, and that's not really an answer to the question.
Well, he said in that case, he let them go, because if you touch anybody, you'll find yourself in serious trouble. So this is part of the problem, isn't it? That security in shops find it difficult to deal with situations. If somebody runs in the door and robs a Sambo and a can of Coke, how do they deal with that? Because if they put their hands on them, it's assault.
Yeah, I understand that, Niall. But at the end of the day, you are in your legal rights to detain somebody, regardless of their age, if they have stolen something. But unfortunately, just to the current social climate that we're in, everybody's terrified to do a goddamn thing. And we need to get back to the basic roots to stop this, to prevent crime from happening, because it happens widespread across this country, especially within the youth, who go in and rob a ton of shit and know they're going to get away with it because they're kids. Whereas you and I, when we were kids, if we went in...
I said that the other night. I was caught robbing a tin of boot polish. I was brought out the back, crying my eyes out, and your mum was going to ring me dad and the police and everything. I tell you what, I never robbed again.
Niall, there was a shop up the road for me, and it was called Super Savers. Now, it's long since gone, but we used to call it Super Stale because all the food was always rotten in it. And I got caught stealing out of there, and the owner of the shop bet the shit out of me. I never stole it there again.
Margaret, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
I'm good. Now, getting back to what we're talking about, do you believe that we should charge and put people in jail who steal food, alcohol, whatever, if they're homeless?
It's against the law to rob, Niall, and it sounds very harsh, you know, on people because of the circumstances we're living in at the moment. And my heart goes out to all those people, but you can't walk into a shop and take what you like and run out of the shop or walk out of the shop with whatever it may be. Can't do it. It's against the law.
Well, nowadays they do just literally walk out. They don't even run anymore.
No, they don't. And you see, I was in a particular shopping centre there coming up to Christmas. And these two in the shopping centre anyway with their two trolleys. And anyway, the trolleys was filled up with a load of food. And the other one then was filled up with alcohol. And they were acting suspicious, let's put it that way. You know, wasn't like Yardley shopper. I thought to myself, they're up to no good, you know. But anyway, the heel of the hunt was, Niall, that they walked into the shop, they filled up their trolleys, and they were looking at selection boxes like that. Out the door, and they walked with the trolleys, about penis.
And did security see them?
Oh, well, it was brought to her attention, you know. I said to the security man, those pairs as I crossing the road out there,
they didn't pay.
Car pulled up with two lads, and then they had the trolleys emptied in jig time, and drove off, and the two trolleys were left in the middle of the road. They took off like a bullet.
And did security see any urgency when you mentioned that they hadn't paid for everything? No.
Oh, well, look, there was one security man in the particular shop, Niall, you know.
So what was he going to do? Yeah.
And he said, oh, we'll have that all on tape, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's
good. Good luck with that, yeah.
You know, now, I know the owner of the shop and that owns their premises, and he thanked me very much. And they got over €1,000 worth of stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
So happy Christmas and how are you? You know what I mean?
But okay, so it does, as far as you're concerned, like Steve, it doesn't matter who it is.
No.
If you steal, you steal, and that's it.
And it's against the law. The law is not enforced in this country. So that's why they're becoming more cheekier and they don't give a damn.
And what about this Christian kind of belief of, you know, walk a mile in my shoes and there good I go by the grace of God, or, you know what I mean?
And I'll be honest now. I've had three children and I was paying a mortgage with my husband at the time. We were rearing our kids. And at times, you know, times were very hard, Niall. You know, back in the 80s and even into the early 90s when our children were small. But you didn't go out and you robbed. You didn't go out and rob anything out of any shop. You know, you learned to, you know, be frugal and, you know, buy the right things and stretch your budget as, you know, as far as you could, and pay your bills, pay your mortgage. And, you know, if the electricity bill came in the door, will you pay half for this fortnight and the next fortnight? Then you'd finish it off, you know, when you were paid fortnightly at the time. And, you know, like instead of getting a tank full of oil, you know, for, and stretching it for 6 months and then getting it filled again for the other 6 months, you had to just
cut your cloth. I know. You had to cut your cloth. Yeah, I know. I get it. Stay there, Steve and Margaret. I'm sorry, I'm really pressed for time now. I need to go to Jessica and Martin very quickly as well. Jessica, hi.
Steven.
There you go. Both Margaret and Steve coming from the same hymn sheet here tonight surprises me. I never thought I'd hear the day when Margaret agrees with Steve, but there you go. That the law is the law, Jessica. You steal no matter what the circumstances, you go to jail.
I get that, but as you said earlier, justice may be blind, but there's mitigating factors. What heartless judge is going to stand there? Oh, you stole a bit of bread, a bit of water to survive because you've no house and you're on the streets, and what else can you do? Nah, sorry, to the slammer for you. What heartlessness. Now, God forbid, if I was to ever be homeless, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do whatever I need to do.
Well, no, I know, and we all, and Steve said the same thing. He would do the same. And so would I. If I was homeless, I'd steal food, obviously, to eat. I'd have to. I'd have no choice. But the point is, you know, you would expect to go to jail if you're caught.
Just sit there with their cup waiting to align the kindness of strangers, which doesn't exist anymore.
But Jessica, let me ask you, what's the law? Jessica, what's the law meant to do? So no punishment at all?
Look, ideally, no one should be robbing, but we don't live in a utopia. There are homeless people.
Yeah, but what should the law do?
What do you want them to do, Steve? Do you want them to freeze to death?
I told you what I wanted. Now I'm asking you the question, what do you want from the legal system?
But you know what? It's a bit rich coming from you. Pot calling the kettle black.
Answer the question. What do you want?
I just did answer the question. I told you what I wanted.
You didn't.
I wanted.
No, you didn't.
If someone's going in to rob a bit of bread and a bit of water and a clean shirt for them to stay dry in, no, don't bother with them.
Okay, so
leave them
so in other words, the legal system should just completely ignore people who petty thieves, yeah?
But what are they meant
to do? Saying.
Are they meant to starve to death? Are they meant to freeze
exactly.
to death? What are they meant to do?
They're meant to go to prison after they steal. That's what the law states. Just because you're homeless, it does not give you an excuse
to steal.
And there's
loads of
bigwigs
that should go to prison as well, but they don't. Oh,
yeah, but you don't. No, don't do the whataboutery, Jessica.
What about me?
Yeah, I mean, okay, I need a car to get to work, but I don't have the money for insurance. I don't have the money for petrol either, so I just go into a petrol station, fill it up and drive off. Is that okay, Jessica? Because I really need to get to work to feed my family.
Obviously not, no, but...
No. Well, no, because it's the law. The law is you must have insurance, the law is you must pay for the petrol.
Yeah.
Now, the point Steve is making is, that's fine, Jessica. He appreciates your point of view, but he's saying, okay...
He doesn't appreciate it. He won't give
a... Oh, it's okay. But what... Yeah, fair enough. But here's the thing. So, if you don't agree with him, what's your solution? What's your solution to the fact that there's a 47% increase in the last decade in theft in convenience stores?
Actually, help these people. Help them. For God's sake, but, look, the hospitals are riddled with drugs them. And none of the homeless people go
in. We do. There's food kitchen.
Well helped. The charities themselves have even came out and said that they're stressed. They've even came out themselves and say,
Jessica,
we are stressed.
Jessica, even after they're being healthy. Let me ask you the question.
Just very quickly, come on.
Let's say hypothetically these people are being held left, right and centre and they still steal, then should they go to prison and face the full rigour of the law?
No, because people need to survive. I don't know what you're not getting
so
about.
So give me
this.
A value. Give me a
okay,
value.
Okay, hang on lads, because I've 2 minutes, I have to bring Martin in as well. Yeah. I have to be fair. Martin, hi.
I'm well now, good evening.
I've literally quickly. 2 minutes, Martin, so go for it. Just say what you want to say.
Okay, very quickly. There's often a huge chasm between the law and justice. Now, if someone goes in to steal simply to eat, depends on the immediacy of the circumstance. If they're going into a high-end restaurant and they order a massive meal that costs hundreds, yes, I'd prosecute them. If it's someone that has psychological problems or even if they're on drugs or whatever and they go in and they steal a sandwich, no, I would not prosecute them because to put them in jail is going to cost me as a taxpayer a lot more than it would cost for the state.
100,000 now, I believe, by the way.
Now, the thing is, and you touched on something I was going to raise with Steve beforehand. I recall a conversation where Steve was saying that if you drive without insurance, there's no victim. Now, there is a victim right. Because everyone else has to pay for it. But Steve is arguing at the moment that the law is the law. Yet, at the time when we were having a conversation about insurance, he was taking a different stance. As far as he was concerned, there's no victim. So why should you pay insurance unless you've had an accident? There's no victim. The law is the law. If Steve is going to argue the law is the law and everything.
Yeah, be consistent. Be consistent, yeah.
If you want me to remain intellectually consistent, okay, then at the end of the day, these people who are driving the cars without insurance should obviously face the full rigour of the law. But it still doesn't take away from this evening's argument, which is, I'll ask you very quickly, what should the monetary value cut-off point be? Steal up to 10 euros worth, 20 euros worth, 30? What do you think?
I'm not prepared to put a value on it because it will, as I said, it depends on the immediacy of the circumstances.
Just humour me.
I would say 10, 15 euros of a pair. I mean, realistically, Jesus, I got a sandwich yesterday morning and it cost me 11 euros just for a simple sandwich.
I know. I bought a chicken roll the other day and it was like, I think it was like 7 euro for a chicken roll, a breakfast roll. Jessica, Steve, Martin, Margaret, thank you very much indeed.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.